Interesting. So, as well, kind of on your personal opinion here, who do you think should be credited with creating the calendar? In your article, you mentioned Auguste Comte actually came up with a similar thing as Moses B. Cotsworth, who is mostly considered to be the creator of it. But were they unrelated? Did one take inspiration from the other? What do you think there?
I am not 100% sure. So there's that positivist calendar, which is the Comte one, that is basically kind of the same thing. And that's, fairly old, right? Like that's been around since the 1800s. I think Cotsworth is kind of the guy who took it and applied it to the modern world. I think if I'm understanding it correctly, Comte is kind of the theorist behind it, and then Cotsworth is the one who has more of the practical application of it. So I think they both deserve credit.
Yeah. So what was the research process for this article like? Was there any kind of information you found but you ended up leaving out because it didn't fit with kind of the tone or the information you wanted to include?
Kind of the opposite, actually. It was difficult to find enough sources, right? When you're writing about something that's historical, especially something that's set so far back, with contemporary sources, you don't necessarily know that every source you're reading is legitimate. Like one of the sources I used is a 1927 article from a magazine that I have never heard of, that is long since out of print. I don't necessarily have the knowledge or the resources to find out that source is a good source. So I had to find a bunch of different sources that all agreed, so that at least you've got multiple sources saying the same thing. And that proved really difficult because, as I think you probably found in your own research, this idea has kind of fallen off the back of the wagon, and not many people are talking about it in the last couple of decades.
Yeah, that certainly shows in the fact that the last people that considered adopting it were the League of Nations. So I think
Exactly,
that
right.
tells me the timetable you're working with there.
Yeah, and any high school history student can tell you how successful and long-lasting the League of Nations were.
Yes, famously successful organization right there. Definitely lasted a long, long time.
Exactly,
So
one of the
actually.
all-time greats.
Yeah, so actually, speaking of leagues, the International Fixed Calendar League was an interesting kind of footnote of history we found. What was the, do you think that'll ever come back? Do you think there's, anything of note to mention regarding them?
I don't think they'll ever come back. We don't really have leagues much anymore, right? Like that used to be really in fashion, the League of Women Voters, the different leagues where you get together, and that doesn't seem to match well with kind of the current political dichotomy of the world, right? It's we're very much in party-driven politics right now, and moving away from single issue voters and single issue campaigns. And that's kind of what leagues are. And I don't think we'll ever get back to that. And if we do, I don't think the single issue that anyone's going to be campaigning on is the International Fixed Calendar. Although, you know how history works. If one single person with a really strong personality and a really good argument for it takes this cause up, then that's all it would take.
Yeah, I guess that's a pretty good point right there. Yeah, I think that's pretty much it that we had. Your article was very extensive. There weren't too many other questions we had about it, but yeah.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you to say.